What's holding your life together? You ever thought about this? How about your faith? What's holding it all together? Jude says in 24 and 25, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen." For those in Christ, we know that our Father in heaven holds everything in his power, our very lives and even our faith. He said, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling." What a magnificent truth that all my faith and growth and obedience to him is guarded by him. He said, "To present you blameless before the presence of his glory." Wow. Isn't it something to know that one day we who are in Christ Jesus will stand in the presence of God, as such is his will? But not only that, but he says with great joy. Let me tell you, brother and sister, you have great purpose and joy right now as you begin this week, because you are headed toward a day when great joy will fill you beyond anything you could ever dream of, because you will see him. The one who has held your faith together all this time and kept you from falling away, he's working all things out to bring you to him. So then what must we do now? In the meantime, in the waiting, and throughout the seasons of life, well, Jude tells us just a few verses above. He says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life." We're just simply called to be faithful, to stay faithful to Jesus, and he guards our faith. Until next time, let brotherly love continue.